Inkheart by Cornelia Funke. Read for you by Lynn Redgrave.
This book has been made accessible under the Copyright Visually Impaired Persons Act 2002, 31B. Copyright in this recording for the accessible market vests in RNIB. Register charity number 226227.
Chapter 1. A Stranger in the Night. Rain fell that night. A fine whispering rain. Many years later, Maggie had only to close her eyes, and she could still hear it, like tiny fingers tapping on the windowpane. A dog barked somewhere in the darkness, and however often she tossed and turned, Maggie couldn't get to sleep. The book she had been reading was under her pillow, pressing its cover against her ear, as if to lure her back into its printed pages. "I'm sure it must be very comfortable sleeping with a hard, rectangular thing like that under your head," her father had teased her the first time he found a book under her pillow. "Go on, admit it. The book whispers its story to you at night." "Sometimes, yes," Maggie had said. "But it only works for children." Which made Mo tweak her nose. Mo. Maggie had never called her father anything else. That night, when so much began and so many things changed forever, Maggie had one of her favorite books under her pillow, and since the rain wouldn't let her sleep, she sat up, rubbed the drowsiness from her eyes, and took it out. Its pages rustled promisingly when she opened it. Maggie thought this first was...